Hey everybody, Del Beachy here from The High Wire, and here's a news flash. Bribery doesn't work, especially when it comes to vaccination.
Just think of this when you think of vaccination.
We're gonna talk about this great new study that just came out. And then, what if I was to tell you that the Obama administration hired a guy that was clearly all for population reduction and then changed laws right before Donald Trump took office that would actually put us in the middle of this entire mess we're now experiencing?
If we don't get the population under control with voluntary means, that in the not too distant future, the government will simply tell you how many children you can have and throw you in jail if you have too many.
We're gonna show you our evidence this week on The High Wire. And then on the heels of the Catherine Edwards deposition, which we've now put on our website, where our lawyer, Aaron Siri, got her to admit there are no studies that say that vaccines don't cause autism.
You've badgered me into answering the question the way you want me to.
And autism is rising to the rate of about 1 in 40 children in America, we decided it's time to have a conversation about that, and so did Tracy Slepcevic, a warrior mom who's just written an incredible book about how she handled her child once they were diagnosed with autism.
I could have wallowed in my own self-pity, woe is me, my kid's got autism, or I could have sucked those tears back up into my eyes and get to work. What do you think I did?
This is a very powerful conversation I'm gonna have. Don't miss The High Wire this Thursday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, where we discuss the problems and the solutions so we can make a difference in our world.